We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
In 2003, Nike signed 13-year-old Freddie Adu to a seven-figure contract. But Freddie didn't live up to the hype. He has turned down every single documentary project looking closely at the details of his career. Until now.
People are going to look at everything you did because of the hype surrounding your arrival and what they think you can be.
I'm Grant Wall, and this is American Prodigy, Freddie Adu, from Blue Wire Podcasts.
Miami. It feels like Miami.
Welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas, and with me today is not producer and co-founder Brian Goins. It's not statistician and professional photoshopper Christian Hernandez. It's not Nikias Duncan. And it's not anybody. It's not anybody that you've heard recently. It's actually our longtime Heat Twitter president, Alf, coming back to Miami Heat Beat. And if you heard him last night right here on twitch.tv/MIA Heat Beat, you'll know that he is now hosting the Hangover Time stream. Alf, we're doing this for a couple of reasons. We're doing this because we have breaking news with Giannis Antetokounmpo kind of signing a Supermax. But I also kind of wanted to reintroduce you to the pod audience that might not remember you from yonder. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the Hangover Time post-game show?
You have new listeners?
Yeah, we do. It's been a while.
Wow.
Yeah,
thought you had the people that just refused to leave you after I left.
Joking. Yeah, listen, it's been rough.
I've been for the last 18 months, year and a half, 2 years. I've been on Five Reasons, on Five on the Floor with Ethan Skolnick and now with Alex Lido and Leif Sylvander. But now I'm back at Miami Heat Beat. I'm back home, as they say. If we could play the I'm Coming Home song right now, we would. But I'm back here to do the post-game show. We're calling it Hangover Time. We debuted it yesterday. And it wasn't just preseason for Max Struss. It was preseason for all of us. listen, we had a good time, but there were some hiccups. There were some bumps in the road. Gianni still isn't facing the camera, which is weird. We're going to have fun with the show. The show is going to just continue to get better. There we go. As we figure out what the hell we're doing. Last night was fun. We're going to be back on Friday. Friday is going to be on YouTube, actually, YouTube and Periscope. So we're going to alternate YouTube, Periscope, and Twitch throughout the month of December. And then January, we're going to Twitch only. So please follow Miami Heat Beat on Twitch, subscribe, do whatever it is you young people do on Twitch. besides play video games and check us out. The show is going to be a lot of fun, man. It's just, it's going to be like drinking at a bar with your friends and then afterwards talking about the game. That's what we're going to do. Ton of interaction. I'll figure out how to talk to people in the chat, which I didn't understand how to do yesterday because I'm 40 and Twitch doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, yeah, so that's what I'm doing. And I'm back here with Johnny and Miami Heat Beat, and it feels good.
Alf was one of, so like for listeners that don't know, I mean, Brian and I started this in 2013-ish, right? The actually our very first podcast was the day after LeBron hit the buzzer beater against Indiana, where he kind of gets the ball, takes it to the rim in game one. That was our very, very first podcast. And ever since then, Alf kind of came in about 2 to 3 years later when Brian and I really started like bring in more staff members. So Alf is like almost a founding member. It was kind of Christian, Jack, and then Alf, and then Leif, Nikias, and everybody else joined after. But like Alf's been here for a minute.
Wait, why did you erase Harry?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, Harry was there too. Harry and Jack came in at the same time.
You just erased Harry from history.
Hot take, Harry. James Profeto. Yes, we have a lot of Veronica was never a heapy person. Veronica wrote for the website. Veronica never came
one
on
time
podcast.
You added her to the staff.
I claimed her. Yeah, we claimed Veronica
Desperation.
Yeah. Out of desperation for diversity. But yeah, so Alf, I saw people like saying like, oh, the chemistry's off. Listen, on the YouTube comments, Alf and I have been doing shows longer than most people have ever done radio together. It's been fucking almost 5-6 years that Alf and I have done podcasts together.
And
so
we still hate each other.
Let's give us time. I've never produced before. So kind of let me figure that part out. Let Alf figure out how we're going to do this. And we're going to get this to a place where everyone's going to kind of, it's going to be the best of both worlds and a show that you guys are really going to like. For the meantime,
I also was way too drunk. Like usually
God,
I
slurring.
I start off pretty sober and get drunker as the show goes along so people can enjoy it with me. I came in sloshed off my ass. Like I was, cause I was nervous for the first show. So I had been drinking since like 2. And that's part about that's
how many
part
crowns?
Of the fun of work. No crown. It was all vodka yesterday. Okay, so that's part of the fun of working from home is that you can start drinking it too. So,
healthy, you know, kind of went the healthy route, vodka.
Yeah. But there's news. Talk about the news.
There's news. Yeah, I did want to say that the Hangover Time is going to be featured on our podcast feed. So for the pod listeners, you're gonna see Hangover Time. Those are going to be the post-game shows at Miami Heat Beat are going to be the Miami Heat Beat podcast that you've been kind of used to. So just kind of to differentiate on the podcast feed, we're going to title them Hangover Time. So in our chat, our professional photoshopper and anime lover, Brass Jazz, says this history lesson. What the fuck is this history lesson? Or are we talking about Giannis? Brass is right. We are going to talk about Giannis. So Giannis signs his Supermax with Milwaukee. Probably my favorite little tidbit of the day is that Heat in 5 is trending on Twitter, which is just peak Heat Twitter. And Alf, like some of these young kids don't even know that originated during the Big 3 days, crushing Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah's dreams. They don't know.
Yeah, no, Heat in 5 is Heat Twitter. Is like a Heat Twitter motto. It doesn't matter what, even if you don't feel like the Heat has a chance of winning the series, your answer needs to be Heat in 5, like when you're doing predictions.
Always.
Like, I really messed up this past playoffs. Like, I was trying to be like real prognosticator, I think the Bucks will win it in 6 and stupid shit like that.
Well, Bucks in 6 is also a joke. Bucks in 6 is also a joke.
That's what was that, Brandon Jennings? it's always Heat in 5. So apparently Giannis signed the Supermax, which I think has some Heat fans disheartened. Like they really felt like the Giannis to Miami thing was real.
It kind of was real. I mean, like the organization was clearly planning for it. I don't think it's a surprise, right? Like I think that there's room to be disappointed, but I mean, it's a total fucking loser move to stay in Milwaukee and not even touch free agency. I don't even want to parse words.
I wasn't going to say it.
Bro, I mean, come on. What the fuck, man? You're in Milwaukee.
I wasn't going to say it.
He's not. Albert Nahmad came on our podcast and said, Giannis will literally not lose a cent of money by doing this. Like, but if he waited till the offseason to sign that extension, he would not lose money.
Yeah, and but at the same time, it's like, why? But we don't blame Bam for wanting his money now. Or but
Bam's on a good team.
But it's called. I mean, he's securing the bag. And at the end of the day, a guy like Giannis. Oh my God! End of the day, I sound like Alex.
Fucking Alex.
at the end of the day, a guy like Giannis is, if he gets, it's just like James Harden. Doesn't matter you sign a supermax or what, no matter what deal, every deal can get moved in the NBA, right?
Yeah.
So this is not me saying Heat fans, you know, there's still a chance he's coming here. I don't believe Giannis is coming to the Miami Heat. I think if he wanted to, he would have never signed that deal. But that doesn't mean 2 years down the line. I still don't see him staying in Milwaukee for the next 5 years, right? I don't think that's happening. But I think
that shit was his home.
Yeah, I mean, fuck Milwaukee. Like, who cares? Like, why would anybody be like, oh, I can never leave Milwaukee. I love this place. Like, it's freezing. Who gives a shit? But anyway, here's what I'm saying. By the time Giannis is ready to move and be traded from that contract, I think that's going to be outside of the Heat's current window. So I do think that Giannis to Miami as it currently stands, it's dead for at least a few years, because Miami, they need to make, if they're going to make a move, they either stand pat and believe in the team they have now, or they go after a whale, and Giannis is off the table. So I think Giannis to Miami, dead for at least 2 to 3 years.
You know what's coming, Alf.
I know what's coming, and you know I'm on board.
Listen, I just want Tyler to know that Houston is a really nice city. It has a lot of good restaurants. I don't think it's as cold as other places. Tyler's a Wisconsin guy. It's not as cold as up there. I hope he gets really acclimated. We've talked ad nauseum about kind of Tyler. Is Tyler worth it? We're not going to get into that anymore. We've had this discussion a million times, but I thought the comments today by Spo were like pretty interesting. It was like, you know, how committed they are to winning right now. They owe it to Jimmy Butler to start winning. Like that the time is now. They don't talk like that very often. And not that it insinuated a trade or anything. And I'm going to pull up the full quote right now, because I thought it was really interesting. Eric Spoelstra said, "We feel a great responsibility for Jimmy to win now instead of pushing this thing far down the line." I read that sounds as, to me,
yeah, we're going to get rid of the kids.
Like,
we don't got time for these young bucks. Like get the asses out of here. We need vets. We need guys with beards.
And we need superstars.
We need James Harden. I think the Harden thing got really real today. I don't know how you think. I don't even know your stance on, do you bring in Harden or not? If you
of
can,
of course you do. Okay,
because I don't even get why anybody would not want James Harden on their team.
I think for Heat fans it's kind of weird, because it's like we've slandered him for the past 10 years, and it's going to be weird to take a guy that you fucking, I mean, we're gonna have to delete a lot of tweets gotta get deleted.
Rizmagiz found one of mine that was simply I hate James Harden. Like that was the whole tweet. I don't even know what it was in reference to. Like, I could have just been having a bad day. It could have been like a Tuesday afternoon, and for some reason, like, I stubbed my toe and I just tweeted, I hate James Harden. Like, I would not put that past me. Because, and now here's the thing, that I hate James Harden's game as it's currently constituted in Houston. Like, that whole scheme, the way they play D'Antoni's offense, I find it one of the most, the least aesthetically pleasing superstar to watch in the game today, right? But I also believe in Eric Spoelstra, and that if James Harden was playing for the Miami Heat, he would play in a different way. And that way would be something that I think the entire Heat fan base can get behind. I'm also, you know, basically just talking myself into it.
Chilling.
Because I do think there's a chance that it happens.
So, like, for me, the thing has been, like, I don't think that the offense is going to look, like, demonstratively different with James Harden. Like, I think at the end of the day, shout out to Alex, he's going to be an isolation heavy player. And I think people shit on D'Antoni too much. Those were good offenses, right? Like, nobody really had good answers to stop them.
Until they got to the playoffs. That's the problem.
But that's a Harden thing, not a D'Antoni thing. But No.
And this is where we're going to disagree. And this is actually one of my biggest defenses of Harden. Yes. When you ask me who's better all time, Dwayne Wade or James Harden, I'm always going to go Dwayne Wade, because he did it in the biggest games when it absolutely mattered.
It's guts.
But Dwayne Wade also had Pat Riley, and he had Eric Spoelstra, and he had teammates around him And he had a scheme built where it wasn't just him or nothing, right? It wasn't as easy to scheme against Dwayne Wade in the playoffs when there was Shaq around and whatever that it is to scheme against James Harden. James Harden has the same issue that Giannis has. When it yes, that works in the regular season, but once you get to the playoffs and there's seven games for somebody to figure your team out and you're one-dimensional offensively, like, that's what happens to James Harden. He just gets shut down. So if he came to Miami and he had other guys around him that could score and that could play, I think he would actually buy into the system. He's even said he doesn't want to play in an isolation-heavy offense anymore. He wants more ball movement.
I couldn't believe that.
But I don't. The thing is, a lot of times, just like that, you blame James Harden, but like who enabled him to play that way? Like, they only put the ball in his hands and made him a point guard for a year and a half, for God's sake. Like, we have to remember, and he also was averaging double digit assists. But like, we have to realize what happened with James Harden. Is James Harden's game of just that is who he is, or is that who he was allowed to be? And that's kind of the real question. Is he mellow, or is he a guy who was asked to be mellow and just said, okay, I'll do it?
So like, I'll never forget when I think D'Antoni's first year there, he said, James is going to Harden average a double digit assist. And James Harden said, coach is tripping. I'll never forget that. Cause he's even like, wait, what? And I think part of it was they kind of saw the kind of team that they had and they said, well, this is really effective for offense. Because D'Antoni's had a ton of teams that don't play like that. Like, even going back to the Knicks teams and the Suns teams, right? Like, he's had really good offenses that don't work that way. And I think some of it, not to get like too basketball nerdy, but like, they do a lot of stuff out of pistol in the corners to get Harden into those isolation sets that Eric Spoelstra does that anyway. The difference is that now it's going to be Bam kind of triggering that screen action. So either with the handoff or a screen and dive or a keeper, right? And they can run Harden as decoy a lot. Butler is a lot like Dwayne in the sense of he's a really elite off-ball player, can really move. He has a lot of gravity off the ball, even as a non-shooter. Like, Al, if you've seen him, the dude's always cutting. He's always moving. He's a really good screener. Like, it's different. It's going to be different here. And I think they're going to be able to hide him on defense because they're going to want to switch anyway. And that's kind of the only way you can do it with him.
The idea that James Harden can't play defense is a fallacy. He's bad. No, he's not. Here's my biggest thing. And like I said, I don't know. I think that I mean, Leif has said it himself, and I believe Leif because I know who he talks to.
We all believe Leif.
And yeah, if Leif says that they're talking a trade, I believe they're talking a trade. But people are getting all up in arms and saying, you can't trade Tyler Hero. James Harden plays no defense. What?
Yeah,
there's not a single person. There's not a single person that would be involved in a trade that is a better defender than James Harden. Not Kendrick Nunn, not Tyler Hero, not Duncan Robinson, not Kelly Olynyk. The only one probably is Andre Iguodala if he gets thrown in there. There's not a – and he's older, so I honestly think James Harden is probably a better defender just by virtue of being younger now. And James Harden is not a bad defender. It's the fallacy. First, but when the entire offense is on your shoulders, we start having a Jimmy Butler last year, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, he was not a bad defender, but his defense slipped because he had to carry the offense. It happens. So I don't – the idea that James Harden, it would be some kind of drop-off defensively from Tyler Hero and Kendrick Nunn, like, get the fuck out of here.
So,
like, you're honestly – you're just showing your bias.
2020 has already reshaped how we work, and it's almost over. Businesses across the globe are challenged to be their most efficient, which means every hire is critical. Indeed is here to help. Indeed is the number one job site in the world, and with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore, Indeed helps you find quality candidates quickly, so you can focus on hiring the person you need to keep your business going. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need. You can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. And now Indeed's new way of matching you with candidates instantly delivers a short-term list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria that you can contact the moment you sponsor a job, making Indeed the only job site that can move as fast as you do. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try it with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Offer valid through December 31st. Terms and conditions apply. The wait is finally over. Football is back. And you might not be at the game this year, but you will be on in the action with Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure that you get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, Bet Online gives you the most options to wager than anyone else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start wagering on wins, division, and championship futures all day, every day. Head over to BetOnline today and take advantage of the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
A couple things. First thing, Brass Jazz in chat said that Dwayne's gravity was strongest in Cleveland, which is just, like, that's mean, dude.
That's definitely a fat joke.
That's mean. We don't. Dwayne was never in Cleveland. We don't talk about that. And Gorilla Lover 59 says Harden had a bad, was bad off ball defense, but he's pretty good in the post and on ball, which I agree with. Which is why kind of schematically Houston has always switched, because that's kind of the way that you keep Harden in, right? Because like any screen, you're just going to switch that action, so it kind of keeps Harden away from off ball and it keeps him on ball where he's like kind of okay. Which Miami's like kind of moving that direction anyway with all the acquisitions and kind of not playing two bigs anymore. So I think the fits just makes too much sense. Like even Giannis as a non-shooter. Listen, I'm not doing that shit that Giannis wouldn't fit here because he's not a shooter. That's fucking bullshit. Twitter needs to stop. That's like one of the dumbest things I ever said. You fucking get Giannis in here with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo and they fucking figure it out. But the James Harden fit makes sense too.
Who was it? But my thing is, who's a better fit, right? And that's where my analysis has always been that it's not that Giannis would have been a bad fit, because that's stupid. Like, come on, like Giannis is how many MVP, Defensive Player of the Year? He can fit anywhere. But what's a better fit? Guys like Beal and guys like James Harden, they're just better fits offensively.
They work
and just better. Yeah, it just works. And could you imagine if they somehow could pull off a deal and keep Tyler or Duncan?
It's Duncan. Like I'm at the point that like when Leif reported that Tyler's off the table, to me, that said they're haggling to keep Duncan, because there's just no way that a deal gets done without Tyler. And I think they know that. And I think everyone knows that, but I think there's a universe where this deal can get done with keeping Duncan. And I think by being a hard ass at the start of it to kind of haggle can kind of bring you to the point that Duncan's the piece that you keep. Because if you just say, fine, we'll include Tyler off the start, that's not how you negotiate. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
And I think that's ridiculous. People online saying like, well, that's not true. I was like, well, of course it's true. If you don't know how to go, you don't know how the Heat work. you low ball first, and then you kind of keep what you can. Like they gave up garbage for Dragic. I mean,
I'm saying the poo-poo platter for Dragic is probably not going to work this time.
No, but you know, poo-poo platter plus, and remember, like, I think people need to understand, Tillman Fertitta is a cheap fucking owner who, I don't know if everybody knows this. Alf, did you know that Tillman Fertitta had to take out a loan to buy the Rockets, and the loan that he took from was the people that he bought the Rockets from? He's broke.
That's like, I always said Daryl Morey is the guy who pays off his credit cards with another credit card.
Oh, that's Tillman.
Like, that's the same thing.
Bro, do you think expiring contracts are not attractive to him? A team-controlled Tyler Hero is not attractive? That guy's cheap. That guy wants to shed salary and have cheap players. This is perfect.
And listen, and the Sixers aren't giving up Ben Simmons. It's not happening.
They asked for Ben Simmons and three first-round picks. Daryl Morey's never doing that.
I don't know who has a better deal on the table, because you know, unless the Nets give up Kyrie or something. And honestly, I don't know how valuable Kyrie is to, you know, a cheap owner, like, you know, a cheap owner with bad culture. I don't know if you want Kyrie in there. And like a disgruntled Kyrie who didn't want to be in Houston in the first place. Like,
Kyrie's He's too galaxy brain for a MAGA owner. And listen, as we kind of discussed yesterday on the podcast, Precious Achiuwa, you know, follows Donald Trump, OAN, and a lot of right winged media publications. Maybe Pat Riley was light years ahead and drafted a MAGA guy to trade to a MAGA owner. Now Tyler Hero, a white star and a MAGA rookie under that's an attractive offer for a Trump supporter.
I would think so. And I mean, then you throw Max Struss in there. So Gianni, you have to explain this to me. What are bits? Because somebody's telling me We need to get people to give us bits.
We need, yeah, people give us bits. Bits are kind of like things that you give us on Twitch, and it kind of helps with show community things. We'll read your questions. It kind of brings you to the top of the queue for some activities. Listen, I don't know a lot about Twitch. You kind of put me on the spot here. That's our.
I'm trying. That's our mod, Brian M.
And Kiaman. Those are the people. You know what I mean? They know this. They know these functionalities.
Can we, so how do we get bits? Someone give us bits.
I think people give us bits. And by the way, if you Prime sub, we love you. So we're going to, by the way, it's Twitch currency. Somebody says in the chat. So yes, Precious is MAGA. Yes, we were very sad about, I mean, we don't know for sure, but you know, his follower list doesn't really bode well for that. Yeah. And chat's also saying Kelly Olynyk and Myers Leonard, probably also very attractive to Tillman Fertitta. So listen, Riley's created guys. Quite the package. yeah, let me tell you. What, Nets, Caris LeVert? You didn't even want Caris LeVert.
Centered around Max Struss.
I think Brass Jazz said in our group chat today that Giannis saw Max Struss play basketball last night and decided that he didn't want to come here anymore.
He signed his extension the next day. Coincidence? Said, I don't that. Know.
That's what I'm going to play with. Nah, man. Forget it. So Siakam stinking it up and then saw Max Struss and said, never mind. I'm just going to stay here.
Miami Heat UK said, this is the first time I've done Twitch. Hope you're proud of me, guys. Miami Heat UK. Yo,
check out Dan's podcast and YouTube channel. They're great. Dan's great. Everybody creating content right now for the Heat are great. It's been, Alf, remember when we started Heatbeat, or like kind of like when you kind of came on board, nobody else was around. It was just us. And then Locked On Heat came a little bit after.
No, wasn't there Hot Hoops?
No, that came after that came after us. So we were the first. Sure? Yeah, we were fertile ground. We were the first ones. Brian and I were the first ones out there, and they did it for a little while. But then there's been a lot of pods that do stuff for like a month and then stop. But we were the first.
Yeah, I did my first podcast with you on my son's Kindle.
Really?
Yeah, it was terrible. Like, I literally was holding a Kindle and talking to you guys and nervous because no one had ever asked me on a podcast before. And I really didn't even know what a podcast was, but I was like, whatever, I'll do it because I had nothing else to do.
I want people.
I had 30 Twitter followers.
I want people in chat. Alf, can you see that? I can't read that. I can't read that message in chat, but it was pretty funny.
Which one?
Ed Michael 03.
Oh, what is it? How far back?
There was an N word. I couldn't say it. It was pretty funny.
Ed Michael 03.
Nah, everybody, it was that funny. It was a little funny. By the way, I thank everybody for coming on to. You want to read it?
Struss is booty juice. And then someone says swamp ass Struss. That's funny.
Yo, listen, Alf, you started some shit last night. Now all of a sudden, nobody cared about my camera position on stream. And now chat is bombarding me with looking at the camera. Chat, I can't look at chat and the camera. It's tough. You have to decide.
If I was going to look at chat and the camera, this is what I would be doing. This is awkward. But do you see how stupid you look? Look at me.
Yeah, but I have no choice.
This is what you look like.
Like, I can do...
I'm reading the chat. I gotta figure out how to get this chat over here. Yeah, because
you have your camera like directly perpendicular to your face. I have mine at an angle. It's my only desk space that I have available.
Look at the camera, you coward.
It's a Twitter, yes. People hate you on my camera setup. Yeah, so kind of to wrap this up, because we just wanted to do a little quick hit about Giannis, about the season. We're gonna have a full episode of Miami Heat Beat tomorrow, kind of going over the preseason stuff. Brian says that eye contact gets you laid. Yeah, like you would know, Brian. You're married. I don't have no sex anymore.
How do you think he got to that point?
You think he did? I don't know.
Brian looks like a
wait till marriage and then never do it kind of guy.
You can't even get a date, and you're hating on the man who's getting married.
I've gotten dates, not that they go well, and not that I have a second date, but I've gotten them.
You can't get a second date.
Yeah, I can't get a second date. I've gotten first dates.
Hating on the married man. That's amazing to me.
Listen, I don't like that chat saying fuck Harden. Listen, you got to really appreciate your next superstar. Okay, you got to get used to him. We're gonna have to delete our tweets. You got to get used to him. You got to love him, and he's never better than Dwayne Wade. That's something that we all need to remember. I don't care if he rips off the next five titles. If him and Jimmy Butler are the first five-time NBA champions in a row, we never admit it, ever. We have a pact. All 115 of you in chat, me and Alf, we have a pact right now that we will never say that James Harden is better than Dwayne Wade, no matter what happens.
Oh, I don't care. Yeah, there's nothing he can do at this point. He's failed for too many years. Like, you can't just come in, join the Heat, and be better than Dwayne Wade. Not in the house that we built.
He's coming in here to be Bam's second best. He's coming here to be Bam and Jimmy's running mate. Let's be real.
Yeah, he's going to be the Bosh. The Bosh is awesome.
He's compared the man to Chris Bosh.
I mean, Bosh is awesome. Bosh is one of my favorite players.
Oh my God. Alf, thank you so much for making the time. Remember, you can catch him on the Hangover Time post game. Next one's going to be Friday. It's going to be on YouTube. We're going to alternate, like Alf said at the top of the show. We're going to do one on YouTube, one on Twitch up until January. We're going to fully transition to Twitch, kind of get people who are more used to YouTube, kind of bring them over to this side. So if you guys aren't subscribed to our YouTube page,
old people like me don't understand Twitch. So we got to give them time to transfer.
These fandangled media platforms. Remember to get in on our Discord server. That's something that we're going to really be focusing on in the season.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking
about.
Alf
doesn't even know what a Discord is. That'll be in the link to this podcast. If you're listening, if you're on Twitch, you can click our little button. We have a little button set up in the About Me section. Take you right to our Twitch page. Join us, our Discord page. Join us. Something that we're going to really focus on is kind of letting the Discord in on guests beforehand so that, you can ask guests questions. So like I always use the example of Albert DeMott came on once and George Sedano came on once. And I said, well, kind of let you guys know ahead of time. Hey, these are the guests that we have scheduled. What do you want us to ask them? To kind of give you a conduit to our guests and experts or whatever. We're working on some other ones.
Go subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. We're going to be doing a lot of things on YouTube. Just because we're switching the post-game show to Twitch in January does not mean we're going to stop doing things on YouTube. Go subscribe to YouTube channel. We're going to be posting exclusive Light Skin Opinion content on YouTube. We're going to be doing Light Skin content on Twitch, Light Skin Opinions content on Twitch as well. So subscribe to Twitch, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to everything.
Shout out to Christian. Subscribe as a tier one sub. Appreciate you. Company man right there.
Did he give us a bit?
He subbed. He gave us money. That's even better. Tier one sub.
Okay.
By the way, I mean, if you guys are new to Twitch, but if you have an Amazon Prime account, you get a free tier one sub to give us, right? So you can really help us out by, if you have an Amazon Prime account, log in with that and you can gift us a tier one sub for free. You don't have to do anything. Amazon, by virtue of Amazon buying Twitch, they give you that option to give us that. So if you do that, that would really help us. There's a lot of synergy there. Also, please, I beg you, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe. It helps so much. Alf just said that. I see that the numbers are outdoing our sub count. Give us a hand. You don't even have to click the notification, but we're really, really trying to make this an income type thing for us. I want to do this more full time. I'm willing to work less if it means more Miami Heat Beat and more content for you guys. So that's really going to be our goal for this season. We want to do the best for our audience. We really appreciate everybody that's kind of helped out so far. So remember, at Alf954 on Twitter, at GNavas103 for me on Twitter, at MIHeatBeat for the main account. We will see you tomorrow. I think we are also streaming the podcast tomorrow, Wednesday, around maybe 7 or 8. And we will be live on YouTube for Heat Raptors post-game show. Alf will make fun of me relentlessly for when the Raptors lose to the Heat.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.